Adele's Adult Baby Shop by Andrew Stevens. First published 2024. Chapter 1. Adele Freeman sat behind the counter of her shop and looked around. She had spent long hours the previous evening putting out a lot of new stock, and her already sizable showroom was now even more packed than before. The smallish front area of the store contained some popular disposable nappies and other items that sold frequently, while her side rooms dealt with more specialist areas. Many of her customers were nervous and shy, and so she kept basic items easily and quickly accessible for them, so they could easily buy and leave. While her primary market was adult babies and diaper lovers, she also did a lot of trade with people who needed to wear nappies for medical or other purposes. Hence, the small front area of her shop was non-confronting and had racks of both adult baby and medical nappies all together so that customers could choose either without committing to being an AB or not. For the same reason, her shop was simply called Adele's, but to the big majority of her customer base, it was known as Adele's Adult Baby Shop. Promptly at 9 a.m. she unlocked the front door and turned on her Open Now LCD sign. Trying not to obviously stare, she glanced out the window to see if her actions would trigger some movement in the car park in front of her store. There were often one or two customers in their cars waiting nervously for her to open up, hoping they could be in the store alone and not have to deal with the shame and embarrassment of buying nappies, plastic pants, adult baby clothing, and nursery furniture in the presence of other shoppers. An expensive Mercedes sedan quickly opened its doors, and a well-dressed woman walked swiftly to the door and pushed it open. "Good morning, ma'am," Adele said politely, now standing in the middle of the store.
"Good morning," the clearly nervous woman replied. "I need some help in buying some items for my son, my daughter."
Adele instantly knew that she was buying for a transgender or sissy son. She had had this kind of conversation dozens of times before. It was so common as to be almost normal.
"I can help you with that. What does she need?"
The woman began to speak, but stopped after just opening her mouth.
I don't really know.
Adele smiled. She had dealt with deeply confused parents and partners more times than she could count. It was all part of the AB landscape. Abs themselves were confused enough, and their families and partners even more so.
"Tell me a bit about her, and maybe I can suggest a few things."
"Melina came out to us a few weeks ago and told us that she is a baby girl and wants to be accepted as such, and now I don't know what she needs, and she is too embarrassed to tell us, and frankly, I don't think she even knows herself either. She's been wearing nappies in the past but hiding them from us, and I've just ignored it up until now."
"How old is Melina, might I ask?"
"She's 17 and her 18th birthday is in 2 weeks' time, and I thought it would be a good gift to help her with the things she needs, but I don't know what those things even are." It was a plea for help, and Adele knew it.
"Is she wearing nappies?"
Adele asked.
"She's been wearing these disposable nappies off and on, and we found out about it a year or so ago, and said nothing, but recently we talked about it, and decided to let her wear them if she needed them."
"She still wets the bed," Adele commented.
"How did you know?"
"It's just that wetting the bed is typical of girls like your daughter. It's really quite common. She started wetting the bed again about 4 years ago, and so now we want her to wear nappies at night to protect the bed."